This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ Aledo and WRMJ.com speaking with new Sherrard football coach Brandon Johnston. He was hired this past spring, and I know summer workouts are winding down, and we're just less than 2 weeks away from the official start of the 2021 IHSA high school football season, the fall 2021 season, the first day of practice, August the 9th. So I guess give us an update, Coach Brandon Johnston. The last time we talked to you, just been hired the night before. So tell us how the summer has been going with the Tigers.
Hey, Jim, thanks again for having me. It's been a really good summer. Our kids, I think the best way to describe things so far is our kids just seem so eager and willing to learn and to be coached and, you know, honestly, as a coach, I think that's maybe one of the biggest keys, if not maybe the biggest key, is kids that buy in and kids that want to be there and want to work hard and want to be coached and want to get better. So, you know, to me, that's been by far the thing that has stood out the most. It just seems like a great group of kids that really wants to be great football players. And they're willing to do the extra work. They're willing to do whatever is asked of them and do it to the best of their abilities. So, It's been a really good summer so far. We're finishing our camp stuff up here this week and obviously have that dead week coming up. Get our kids a little bit of a rest and then get back into it in August.
So tell us, have you been able to assemble your staff then? How is that going, and who are some of the pieces of the puzzle there?
Yeah, excited about our staff. I've got a few guys that have been coaching there at Sherrard for a while, and a couple new guys as well. And the guy that's returning to the sidelines, I guess, for Sherrard that used to be an assistant with him and took a couple years off. So Jason Timberman is with me. He's been there for a few years. Mike Epperly. Mike actually coached with me at Anawan Weathersfield for a few years. He lives in Sherrard and teaches there. Took a couple years off when his son was going through school there, and excited to get him back on the field. We've got Zach Chaluge. Zach's also been coaching at Sherrard for a couple years. Tad Nelson, same thing. He's been there several years now. And then Ben Foster. Ben's one of my former players from Anawan. Played for us with the Titans. Coached with me for a couple years at Anawan Weathersfield, and he also lives in Sherrard now. So excited to get him on my staff as well. So I think it's an awesome staff. It's a great staff. We seem to be meshing really well together. Combination of guys that I'm both familiar with, as well as guys that have come to me pretty highly recommended by guys that I trust and value their opinions. So I think it's a great staff, and excited to have those guys work with our kids.
So what has it been like going from a spring football season to a fall football season? Is the approach any different from segueing from one to the other, I guess, because it's the first time all of these coaches in Illinois have had to do it that way?
Yeah, you know, for me, I don't know if maybe I'm in a little bit of a unique position because I'm coming in with my staff, and we're pretty much installing a new system across the board. For some coaches that, you know, they just finished their season, 6 or 7 weeks or whatever it was before they started up again, in early June. So, I would think programs like that, it'd be maybe not quite as much of a learning curve or some refreshers that they have to go through. But, for me, it wouldn't have mattered necessarily, with this season if Sherrard would have played a fall season or a spring season, because I'm still coming in June over the summer with my staff and trying to implement things pretty much over the summer. So, again, the kids have been very receptive of things and have worked really hard. And, like I said, I don't know with the change of staff, I guess that we've gone through, I don't know that it's really played that big of an impact, because we would have had to been doing the same things that we're doing anyway in terms of installing, our new offense, new defense, getting to know kids and stuff like that.
And then just in terms of what you've seen with participation in the summer, I know it's a little bit strange with, whatever kids, whatever they're involved in, but do you feel good about kind of the numbers of the program coming into 2020? I keep saying 2021, but it was 2021 last spring. I guess the fall of 2021 traditional high school football.
That's honestly been, and I knew this coming in, that was going to be our biggest challenge and certainly still is. Our numbers are just simply low right now in the program. So, We've brought in, you know, a handful of new kids, excited to obviously have some guys back that have the experience, but, you know, we've been able to track down a few kids. And of course, that's harder over the summer. You know, I was hired right at the end of the school year, so I really didn't get to get into the school and be seen in, you know, in the high school and the junior high and the elementaries that much. You know, so I knew that was going to be a challenge here year one. And, you know, hopefully that's a 1 year issue. You know, hopefully myself and my staff, we can be visual, you know, visual figures, of course, out there in the community and in the school. You know, but our numbers are low. There's no way around that. We've just got, small participation right now out of our junior and senior classes. So we've got a big number of sophomores. You know, that's the reality that we're facing right now. So, you know, we're just going to do our best and try to get a few more kids to come along here, right, as the time school starts. But, you know, again, we've got fantastic kids. We've got, you know, the handful of seniors and juniors that we do have with us have been phenomenal helping those younger guys out. But again, the reality is we just don't have a bunch of them. And obviously football to some extent is a numbers game. So, you know, we knew that was going to be an issue coming in. It's still an issue. And you know, we're doing the best to deal with it the best we can.
Well, and so you hinted at it a little bit. So you think, I don't even know when the first day of class is at Sherrard, but do you think you can get some kids, you know, after school starts then? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's going to be a big focus of ours is try to recruit the halls those first couple of days of school. For us, it's, you know, that's matches up with the first couple of days of practice. So, you know, the to the best of our abilities, we, you know, obviously we want as many kids interested in the program as we can. So, that's been a big focus of ours all summer long. And, you know, that's going to continue to be a focus of ours moving forward, both in the short term and the long term is get kids excited about Tiger football program and you know, hopefully build our numbers that way.
All right. So August 9th, the first day of practice, and we're talking to you on July 28th, less than a month away from the first official high school football game, August the 27th. Who do the Tigers open up with here in the fall of 2021, and how stoked are you about that?
Yeah, we open up our season with St. Bede. You know, that's been our primary focus, I guess, with our install stuff is, you know, installing all of our base offensive and defensive concepts against what we think they're going to do. You know, but of course it's week one and you never know for sure. You know, maybe they're changing a few things up and things like that. So, you know, by far the biggest focus for us in terms of, you know, install and schedule and opponents has just been on us, you know, executing, the things that we ask our kids to do at the highest level possible. So, we're certainly, you know, at least keeping an eyeball on St. Bede and some of the things that they do and what we do and how that will work against them and stuff like that. But, for sure, the focus has so far just been on us. Hey, you know, how do we execute? What do we need to be doing? You know, what's our job on every play? And that's kind of been, you know, how we've approached it this summer.
All right. Is that game in Lower Rock Island County, or is that the road game to kick off the season?
I believe we are at St. Bede this year. I can't remember.
Oh,
that
you get the
sure,
longest trip
off the top of my head, okay. But I do think I'm pretty sure we're at St. Bede this year.
All right, one. You get the longest road trip out of the way in week one. All right, we'll catch up again with Coach Brandon Johnston, head football coach at Sherrard. We'll have our official preview show on Sportsline on August the 20th, and again, the first official day of high school football practice. Less than 2 weeks away now, August the 9th. Coach, enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll talk to you on August 20th.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
All right, Brandon Johnston, first-year head football coach at Sherrard, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.